Welcome to the Love Mentalism Podcast, a program devoted to exploring a deeper understanding of how much God loves us and how we can extend that love to our neighbors and friends. Your host, Mike DeCamp, will share his thoughts on biblical texts as well as practical examples from day-to-day life. Sprinkled among the episodes will be interviews with insightful people and discussions of other book resources that could be helpful for a growing understanding of biblical love.
So, the Love Mentalism Podcast returns. Hello, listeners. If you're new to the show, that'll mean nothing to you. However, if you were a previous listener, you know that the show has had a rather extended hiatus. It has been well over a year since my last episode aired. I have missed doing the show, and it was a long dry spell. But alas, I have returned. My last year has been full of life, good and bad, and some of it was a definite struggle. I'll share more about that in a few minutes. There were illnesses, but thankfully nothing too serious. There were some vacations, the Bahamas just after Christmas in 23, Yellowstone in the winter, and Aruba in September. I caught a cold in the Bahamas, but overall the trip was fun. Yellowstone was glorious, but frigid. You haven't lived until you've experienced negative 28 degrees Fahrenheit. In Aruba, well, it was very humid, full of sun, and I tried to drown myself with my first ever snorkeling attempt. Late last spring, we sold our house, bought a condo, and moved. That netted me an actual room for a studio. Finally, around the same time as our home sale and move, my day job took a wild, unexpected left turn, and I ended up retiring at the end of May 2024. The struggle I mentioned earlier is all about that wild, unexpected job turn. It started impacting me in October of 23 when I experienced a manager change. I'll admit that I went into the new relationship with a touch of anxiety because my whole career had been in industrial sales, and my new manager had come up through manufacturing with zero sales experience. I didn't know what to expect, but I worked very hard across the ensuing months to try to adapt to his expectations. To cut to the chase and not belabor the he said and I said aspects of that relationship, I'll just say that after about 6 months of doing everything possible to meet expectations and believing I was on the right track with no negative feedback or coaching, I was blindsided with the change to my role that was both humiliating and, in my mind, unjustified. So with no other viable alternative within the organization, I chose to retire. In the months that followed, I've spent a good amount of time mourning the loss of my 26-year career with that organization. Further, I was deeply hurt that the organization itself that I devoted a quarter century to simply stood by and let the new manager do this to me. And lastly, I miss my work friends and my team that I was leading. It's hard when it all just goes quiet so suddenly. I share all this to explain why I just couldn't bring myself to do one of these Love Mentalism episodes. I was hurting. I was mourning. Mostly I was angry. It is so hard to talk about loving others, especially your enemies, while you're still in the midst of the pain. Being angry, I wanted the new manager to fail. I secretly wished a business disaster on him. I wanted to strike back by going to a competitor, but I couldn't do that without hurting the team I'd been leading. I cared too much about them to go that route, so instead, I retired. In the months following, I spent a lot of time walking, going to the gym, and trying to sort out the pain inside. I needed to forgive. I knew it. I understood it. But doggone it, it hurt. It was disrespectful of my years of service. It was embarrassing. It was wrong. And like I said, It hurt. The pain was and is real. In Luke 23, verses 33 to 34, it says, when they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. Jesus actually forgave and called on his Father to forgive the men who were murdering him while they were in the middle of committing the act, in the middle of the pain. That is my Lord's example for me to follow. Oh, what a hard teaching. Jesus was brutally murdered. My career was scuttled. Really, which was a bigger deal? But I'm human, and forgiving is hard. In the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6, 14 to 15, Jesus stated it very plainly. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. That's been my rub all year. I know I need to forgive, but I hadn't wanted to forgive. On the other hand, I don't want to carry around the pain anymore either. I need to forgive not just because it's the right thing, but it's also in my own best interest, mentally and spiritually. And frankly, I don't like being mad at people. Grudges are heavy burdens to bear, and it's difficult to feel at peace when you're harboring anger on the inside. I think among all the love instructions Jesus gave, loving our enemies may be the hardest. I know it's not about feelings, but it's really about how we act toward them and how we treat them. Still, changing how my heart feels about the situation is where I'd like to end up. Paul talks in Romans 7 about doing what he didn't want to do and not doing what he really did want to do, the spiritual frustration of sin. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death, he asks. Then he answers his own question. Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. This podcast episode is one of my steps toward reaching my forgiveness goal. At least now I want to forgive, even if I'm still struggling with actually doing it. I know I'm not all the way there yet, but I have made progress. Pray for me. Now, for the future plans for the Love Mentalism podcast. I did a series of Sunday morning Bible classes in the summer of 2023 and added a couple more in the summer of 2024. The title of the series is The Love Initiative. Here are the titles for each class. Shining Lights and Lampstands. Widows, Beggars, and Prodigals. Eunuchs and Samaritans. A Woman and a Well. Bridging the Generations. Walking in the Way. Love and Being Right. Love and Washing Feet. And finally, the Conclusion of the Matter. For the next several episodes, I'll be sharing each of these classes with you, one each time. I hope you'll tune in. Before I go, I wanted to let you know that now that I'm retired and on more of a fixed income, I'm considering opening a Patreon account where you can support my work financially if you find it worthy. This will be a place where I would be able to post devotional notes and maybe some special episodes that would be available to those who are supporting my work. If you would, let me know your thoughts on this idea. Would you support my work in that way? Would you appreciate the extra materials? Please email me your feedback on the idea or on this episode in general at michael@authormicheldecamp.com. Thank you for letting me share my own heart and struggles with you today. And thank you for listening. I'll catch you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Love Mentalism Podcast. Michael DeCamp is also the author of Loving Out Loud, Learning to Love in a Hate-Filled World, a devotional study book available for order through Amazon or your local bookstore. Michael is available for speaking engagements. Feel free to reach out via his email, michael@authormichaeldecamp.com. Music provided courtesy of Xander Fadley. You can find his work at xanderfadley.com. Post-production provided by Bill Whitehair. The Love Mentalism Podcast is available through most podcast providers. Please subscribe so you can continue to catch future episodes. Until next time, may your love grow in knowledge and depth of insight.